For many Czechs, Russia's Natalia Gorbanevskaya was nothing less than a hero, one of eight people in 1968 who protested on Red Square in Moscow against the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. All of the protesters were arrested, and as punishment, she was sent and spent several years in a psychiatric hospital. A few years after that, she emigrated to France, where she continued to work as a poet, translator, and human rights activist up until her death at the age of 77 late last week. A little earlier, I spoke to Milan Dvořák, who interpreted for Mrs. Gorbanevskaya on several occasions in the Czech Republic, including during her last visit in October. I asked him whether she had considered her act of protest 45 years ago not only one of bravery, but also, in a way, folly.
If you asked her herself, she would probably say both. But to us, of course, it is a very courageous act. One must imagine what sort of country the Soviet Union was. At that time, you had no social networks, you had no internet, no email. People could not communicate so easily. And though the Brezhnev thought of communism or socialism was quite different from that of Joseph Stalin, still it was a pretty closed country. And to go out in the open with views differing from the official propaganda was really a very brave thing to do, and maybe really on the brink of folly.
Many, of course, also paid the price. They were either imprisoned or, like Gorbanevskaya, they were put into psychiatric institutions. She was a young mother at the time. From that perspective, do you think that she ever regretted her decision?
No, I wouldn't say so. She wanted her children to live in a decent and free country. So, in a way, she did what she did also for her own young sons. And she was always outspoken where human rights were concerned. And she remained very active in that way until her last days, I may say, because 1 month ago, she was in Prague for the last time. She was fabulous, I must say, in voicing her views very clearly, very succinctly.
And did you have a chance to talk to her personally on that visit? That was when she received an honorary medal from Charles University here, recognizing her commitment to freedom and human rights.
I met her several times because I'm an interpreter of English and Russian. So I did interpreting in the Charles University, on the Czech TV, on a public meeting in Václav Havel's library. So I met her several times during her visit.
Would you say that she was pleased or happy with the recognition she received from Charles University?
Yes, I think so, yes. Though, of course, she would tell you, I think, that what she did wasn't done to receive awards. It's just a byproduct of what she did. She was really a human rights champion, advocate for freedom, and that is, I think, the main meaning of her all, probably, of her whole